The hour has grown late and shadows lurk around every corner. The strange humming tone that has hung in the air around town for the past 2 weeks continues to baffle authorities. You're pretty sure it's a G-flat, or is it a F-sharp? That is always the question, isn't it? Perception is reality, and reality, perception. Is that glass half empty or half full? Is there a glass at all? Well, no matter your answer, best to throw the whole thing back in one cringeworthy gulp. For it is time once again to turn down the lights and turn up the terror as you are beamed up to the waking nightmare that is Frightmare Theater.
A horrendous howdy-do to all of you little beasties this evening, and welcome! I am, as ever, your heinous host, Dr. Necropolis, and we have another special story for you tonight. Why, you may ask? Because you deserve it, of course. You are special, and we all want to feel special, don't we, my little beasties? Like we are the center of the universe and everything else revolves around us. Nowhere is this notion more readily observed than the relationship of a parent and their child. Whether that child is truly the cream of the crop, or dumber than a box of rocks, they're always special in their parents' eyes. And no one else in the world can say boo about... Although I have been known to be wrong a time or two in the past. What is that?
Not what? But,
ooh. Ow! Another owl has gotten into the recording studio!
I am not an owl!
Fine. No need to get upset. You don't like owls. Note taken.
Their heads can turn completely around! It's unnerving!
Well, I'm afraid you're a tad unnerving yourself, my dear. After all, we are here trying to do a show, and you appear to be some sort of free-floating, full-torso, vaporous apparition. Who are you? What are you doing here?
In life, I was known as Polly, and in death... Well, I still go by Polly.
Polly?
Polly, the poltergeist.
Oh, fantastic. Al, another poltergeist in the studio. And we just had it exercised last Tuesday. Maybe they make a spray for something like this. All right, look, Polly, you're a ghost, okay? I get it. We all get it. You can knock it off with the overly cartoony, elongated vowel sounds.
No, I can't. I have a speech impediment.
Ugh. The only thing worse than a poltergeist is one with a spooky stutter.
That's offensive.
Ghost lisp?
No.
Eerie Elmer Fudd syndrome?
Way to punch down, you creep.
Oh, don't get your word-whisking whiteys in a wad, sister. I was only trying to stall you until I could find this.
What is that?
Greg's vacuum cleaner. Ha-ha! You fed it, Thithter. With the... Oh, what? Don't look at me like that, Agnes. She had no right to come into our studio, knocking things about and going all King's Speech on us. Agnes, come on. Oh, not you too, Al. What do you want from me? I'm a villain for crying out loud. Well, I guess that means we're starting tonight's story. If it makes you feel any better, I'll have Greg take the damn thing out back and release her into the catacombs. But I am not apologizing if that's what you think. Al, I swear to the Infernal Ones, if you give me that look again, and now, boys and ghouls, brace yourself for fits of furious laughter and fear with tonight's shockingly silly story entitled One in a Million.
Oh, look at him, Mama Bear. Our blue ribbon boy.
Coochie coo. Oh, my little sneaky snack.
Oh, he's beautiful.
And he's ours.
Sweet little Alan.
His little toes need some of those turkey frills. Beaky, wicky, plump boy. Ooh, I'm gonna eat your little toes.
Oh, honey, go easy on him now. He just got here.
I know, dear, but I just can't wait, you know. I'm already so proud of him, of what he will become.
He'll get there, sweetie. He just needs a little time.
Yeah, time, care, and sugar. Mwah! We've got nothing but that for you, Alan.
You're that sunny. You're our one in a million.
That's right. One in a million.
Mom! Horse hockey!
Good morning, Alan.
Where's my Mr. Pibb? Why the hell am I waking up at 11 today?
Oh, now easy, Mr. Pumpkin. We've been over this. It's not every day that it's the day before your 18th birthday.
Whatever, Mom.
Hush, sweetie. Now, who wants a massive tray of chocolate chip pancakes?
Fork 'em over, kitchen lady.
Oh, you. Someone is uppity this morning. Here you go. I just left a stick of butter on the tray there in case you wanted extra. And a big old growler of syrup. Now, I'll turn the radio on for you.
Alan, how's my one in a million this morning?
He's a little grump lump.
I'm not.
I thought we were gonna get away from the pancakes for a while.
Well, you know, I figured since it's his favorite.
Well, it's not exactly brain food now, is it?
Screw you, Dad. I love pancakes.
Sweetie, can I talk to you?
Really? We're going to get into the diet thing again?
Not during his radio time. Alan, enjoy your shows. I'll be right back after I speak to your mom. We need to talk about your big events. Birthday and spelling bee bash, buddy. We need to get some practice in.
Dad, I don't want to do the stupid spelling bee. You hear that? STOOPUD, stupid.
Alan, you're really breaking my heart, sport.
Now, easy does it, Dad. Let's go talk. Here, take your radio and find your favorite, sweetie.
You're fucking with me, right?
I'm telling you, it's fine.
I swear, Mama Bear, that kid.
Don't raise your voice at him. You know we need to keep him happy.
Pancakes? Again? Screw with the marbling.
Sheesh. I feel like I barely know those losers sometimes. Ugh. I'm tired of pancakes. I'm tired of being cooped up here.
Help smooth your skin and hydrate it.
Aristocrats! Come on down, come on down to the ever-popular Summer Kids Fun Fair tomorrow at Crosby Park with carnival rides, an absurd variety of fried food stands, and insanely cool raffle prizes. You can guarantee all the cool kids and your best friends will be there. Isn't that right, cool kid Jimmy?
I'm the coolest kid to walk two shoes, and I'll definitely be there.
You heard it from the coolest, folks. Be there or...
Stupid outside world. Gonna waste their time going to a stupid K-A-R-N evil when the real cool kid is gonna debut at the spelling bee. I'm gonna be the cool kid Jimmy. Wait a minute. Screw Jimmy. He's not the one on two shoes. I am.
And remember, folks, tomorrow is the... the spelling bee. The spelling bee at the luxurious community room at the Goya Hotel and Suites. Attendance might be better than last year, so there's that. The winner will receive a shower of confetti and all the accolades associated with winning a spelling bee. Show your support and be there. Now we return to the DED Public Broadcast Programming Special. My ficus, is it watching me?
Yeesh! At least the fun fair doesn't sound like a snooze fest. These bee people obviously sound like they don't know how to spell anything. I bet they can't even spell spelling. S, P, silent Q, U, silent Q. Huh? Bobette! Bobette, what the hell are you doing here?
I know, come on, just 2 seconds.
Dad's gonna be back in 2 seconds.
Alan, quit being a loser. I promise, it'll be cool.
Shh! All right.
Another rousing day of homeschooling, eh? Why do you think your folks hate me anyway?
I don't know, some sneaky bullshit you did? Besides, you know Dad will kill me if you keep doing this. He's had to replace that ivy lattice twice.
Quit whining, Alan. You're getting the full-blooded American dream. The girl next door, your best friend, at that, climbing up your windowsill. People dream of this, Alan. They American dream it.
All right.
And, she shows you cool shit. Like this.
What the fuck?
Cool, right?
Holy shit. It's like barfing out of its whole body.
Slugs are mostly water, and salt is a desiccant, so when salt hits the slug, the moisture just...
Bobette! Get out of here! You came up here to show me this?
Well, yeah. You never know, Alan. Street smarts like these could save your life someday. Seriously, what do your parents teach you up here? Besides, what I really came up here for is to tell you we're going to the fun fair tomorrow.
You know I can't do that. I've got the spelling bee. Besides, I've never been out there much.
You'd take a lame spelling championship over chilling out with your awesome girlfriend?
I don't want to go to some girlfriend.
This gal is going to buy you some fried Oreos.
Fried what?
Shh, keep it down.
Tom? Who are you talking to up there?
Oh, hell. It's the radio, Dad!
All right, I'm out of here. Listen, walkie-talkies tonight. Set it to channel 6. I'm gonna sell you on this, okay? Get out and live your life for once, Alan. It's not so bad out here.
Go! Get out of here! Go!
Enjoying the view, Alan?
Hey, Dad! Yeah! Sure is nice, and,
I knew it!
Ooh. Oh, Dad, take it easy. She just...
This is the third and last lattice, you pest! I will destroy you, Babette!
Alan, I cannot sanction your buffoonery with this girl any longer. She's a bad influence on you.
But, Dad, she's my best friend. She's my... girlfriend. She wants to take me to the fun fair and I think I want to go.
Girlfriend. Okay, sure. Son, let's get real here. This is your future we're talking about. You're not going to the fair with some insubordinate reprobate.
No, I am, Dad. Maybe I'm sick of this stupid spelling horseshit. We've been practicing for months. Years. I'm a stupid master speller, okay? Maybe I want to get out there and have fun.
Alan, we've talked about this before, remember? You've never met other people. There are stupid monsters out there. Stop being ridiculous.
Why is it ridiculous? Bobette isn't so bad. She's smart. Maybe the other ones can't spell, but they're smart enough to throw cool kid parties. It's gonna be my damn birthday. Why can't I do what I want to do on my birthday?
Enough! You're not going to spoil this for us, Alan. This is your moment to come through for yourself, to come through for your real best friends. Your mom and dad.
Hell no! I'm—
Sit down, you little shit!
Boys?
All right. Whew. Ooh, boy. Sonny.
Dad?
My honeys, is everything all... Oh. I see.
Mama Bear, I just about... This fragile little boy wants to waste his life on a fun fair.
Oh, Alan. Oh, no, sweetie.
Dad, I... Mom?
It's okay, son. Your father just cares for you so much. Please, please do not spoil yourself. This chance for yourself. You've got such a brilliant mind. You will be happy and proud of yourself, I promise. Your father and I will be very pleased, and we will spoil you to death, all right? It will be a funfair times 10 for you and one heckin' darn of a birthday party if you come through for us, okay?
Okay. Dad, I've never seen you.
That's the spirit, sport. Now let's do some time drills. We're gonna make sure you're still at 40 seconds for the lightning round.
Thank you, Alan. You boys have fun!
But Dad...
Finger.
P-H-I-N-G-U-R.
Is not a letter. Otherwise, correct. Liquid.
L-I-C-K-W-I-D.
Correct. Future.
F-E-W-C-H-U-R.
Correct. Gourmet.
G-O-R-E-M-A-Y.
Yep. Deceived.
D-E-E-S-E-E-V-E-D.
Correct. Whew. Well done, son. It's been a long day, but once again, you proved that you're my one in a million. Now, get some shut-eye. Be sure to set your alarm. We're gonna start a little earlier tomorrow. Thank you for making me proud, son.
Yeah, whatever, Dad.
We'll discuss your birthday tomorrow, okay? I'm sorry about, well, you know. Still getting through Food of the Gods? Well, don't stay up too late reading, sport.
Okay, Dad. Stupid mad dad. Dad. Stupid. What do you want, Bobette?
You know what I want.
I really want to, Bobcats, but...
First of all, Bobcats? Really? Don't call me that.
Well, I mean...
Secondly, don't tell me you're thinking about picking the spelling bee over going to the fair with me.
I don't know. I mean, my parents are lame butt munches sometimes, sure. But I feel like I owe it to them.
Owe it to them? You're cloistered up and grumpy all the time. I swear, if I hadn't peeked through your window one day years ago, your folks would be the only other living creatures you've ever seen. Come with me and see the world outside for once, huh? They'll forgive you.
I'm not so sure. I've never really been around people. It kind of freaks me out. Then Dad, well, he got really... I've never seen him like that before.
Like, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. But he got really mad. This all means a whole lot to him, and we've been working at it for a very long time. Entire days of it. I'm sick of it, honestly, but...
So, it's time to escape. With me.
I want to. Bad. But maybe they're really building me up to be something great. Maybe the spelling thing is what I'm supposed to be. Instead of just a big old fat couch potato. P-U-H-tato.
God, you're weird. For a master speller, you sure do love to spell shit wrong.
What the hell do you mean?
What? I mean, you're kidding, right?
I never spell anything wrong. That's horseshit, Bobcat.
Again with the Bobcat. I seriously hope you're not trying to convince me that tato is a letter in the alphabet.
Don't be ridiculous, Bobette. Of course, Tato is a letter.
Alan, that's not true.
Look, I don't need some amateur waking me up at night to tell me how to do my job, okay? I'm tired. Hear that? T-Y-U-R-D, tired.
Your parents teach you this? Alan, have you ever actually read a book?
You're pissing me off. Duh. They've made a ton of books for me. I'm reading Food of the Gods as we speak. Way over your head, I might add.
They've made. Your parents make your books?
Duh, Bobette. Good night. Radio silence. Alan out.
Alan, wait. I need to show you.
Stupid Bobette. Cat. Dead cat. Fod of the Goods. Wait a second. Food of the Gods? What? But it's all screwed up.
Alan!
Mom! Dad!
Alan! Alan, what is that? Give me that.
What is it, Mama Bear?
Oh! Oh, fucking hell!
Mom! What?
That bitch!
Let me see that. I knew it. Smart, isn't she?
I'll take care of this. You burn it.
Right.
Mom, what are you... Mom!
Hup.
Holy crab cakes, I never knew Mom was an athlete. Dad, what are you doing?
Alrighty, out the window with this flaming garbage.
Dad, I'm sorry. I don't know what...
Son, I'm not angry at you, okay? None of this is your fault. You're my one in a million. And some people want to take that away.
What is Mom doing?
Alan, do not talk to Bobette. Mom is just going to have a talk with her, okay?
Why?
Come on, sport. You can camp out on the living room couch. You need to get some proper sleep for your big day.
Dad, why was that book screwed up?
Because the world is screwed up, son. Well, you've heard it on the radio. None of them know how to spell their own damn names, let alone the dictionary's worth that you can.
But...
Shh. Come on. It's your birthday tomorrow. Up to you, young man. Here, grab your clock. We still have to wake up early. Before you know it, you'll hear.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Alan.
Happy birthday to you.
Rise and shine, my puff pastry.
What? Oh, yeah. Happy whatever.
Come on, my blue ribbon, one in a million. Speaking of, let's go get a blue ribbon for spelling, shall we?
We've got bacon, eggs, sausage, creme brulee, zebra stripe gum, and death by chocolate cake.
That's great.
Also, I've made a few phone calls, and, well, look at this.
Are those?
Yes, sir. 4 tickets to the fun fair. Provided we bring home the bacon for the spelling bee, they may keep a few of the rides open before they completely close up.
Wow! That's awesome! But 4 tickets?
Well, we thought about it, and after a very, very long discussion with your friend Babbage...
Babette?
Yeah, whatever, we decided that. Well, maybe it's time for you to have a few more friends other than dear old Mama and Papa Bear.
Really?
That's right, son. She'll meet us up at the fair. I think we've all just had a big misunderstanding.
That's great! Wow!
You're our special boy. Your beautiful brain is gonna shine at the bee. You'll be the coolest kid at the fair and... Oh!
We love you, son. Make us proud.
Oh, Mom! Dad, I love you so much!
We love you too, sweetness.
All right, let's eat up our fill and get ready. We need to run some drills today before we get to the hotel.
You got it!
And relax, son. Take your time, savor the sweets. Don't watch that clock. I'll do that myself. All righty, son. Let's go get him.
You got it, Dad. I can't wait to be the coolest.
Well, would you look at that?
Whoa, that's a lot of people.
Told you, son. They weren't lying. Attendance really is up this year.
I'm getting dizzy, Dad.
Buck up, son. Remember who you are. Who they are.
Can't spell their names, right, my boy?
Yeah. Yeah! Let's show these plebs who's the real cool kid, Jimmy.
Cool, huh?
Hey, everyone. Wow. Attendance is really up this year. Glad to see you all. Had nothing better to do. Yeah. I'm kidding. I'm so sorry. All contestants, please step up to the stage and prepare yourselves. We do things a little differently at this bee for some reason. Each contestant will be given several words to spell and score points based on accuracy and time taken. It's convoluted, but the math checks out on it in the end. You get the buzzer of doom if you miss the spelling entirely. This will be followed by the lightning round and ever-exciting cage match.
Go on, son.
Make us proud!
You got it. From Mom and Dad and my girlfriend, Babette. I'm not a potato. I'm someone.
All right, then. Our first contestant, Alan. I guess just Alan. Weird. Anyway, Alan, are you ready to kick off the bee with an amazing spelling?
Yeah!
I'll take that. As an affirmation, let's start our timer and begin.
F-A-W-N-D-O-O. Fondue. E-G-O-T-E-S-T-I-C-L-E. Egotistical. T-O-R-N. Tato. Tornado. K-A-N-U-B-A-L-L. Cannibal. K-W-E-S-H. T-U-N. Question. C-H-R-I-K. Trick.
all right, folks. Now, settle down. really don't know how else to put this. Alan, over the course of this B, I think you have set the record for spelling the most words incorrectly in the fastest amount of time. Never have I seen in the expansive history of this spelling competition a more complete or utter failure. I would find it a clever lampooning of our fine sport if I didn't believe it was an absolute sacrilege of an attempt, and frankly a spit in the face of our fine tradition of wordcraft. Incidentally, I believe this will disqualify you from all other remaining rounds and competitions indefinitely and forever and unchangeably. You are excused, my boy. May many tender mercies be laid upon you, and I think I'm speaking for all of us when I say I hope the collective of your grade school teachers are fired. You are hereby dismissed from the cage match. I think we'd all hate to see the slaughter.
What? No! But I'm the coolest! You're idiots! I-D-Y-U! Mom! Dad!
All right, let's go.
Mom? Dad?
You hear that?
Yeah. I think he's ready.
What? Guys, what do you mean?
It's time for cake, son.
I don't understand. We worked so hard. Dad. Dad. Mom.
We'll talk about it over your birthday cake, son.
Sit down, son. It's cake time.
They all laughed at me, Mom. Why did they laugh?
Hush, boy. Today you have come of age.
Ready?
Ready.
Hit the lights, dear. And the locks.
Right.
What are you...
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy damn birthday, you little shit.
What?
Fine a fucking Lee. Man, I know I'm millennia old, but that was the longest 18 years of my existence, bar none.
Jeez, and what a little bastard this one is, too.
What?
But it's gonna be worth it, hun. I mean, look at him. He's huge.
And an idiot. And miserable. Speaking of...
What the hell is going on?
I'm not your dad!
What? No, that's... I'm adopted?
Something like that. We killed your parents forever ago.
What the fuck?
Oh, it gets worse, kid.
Yeah, shit for shit. We're not even from here.
What?
Ah, yeah. I mean Earth. We're not from Earth.
Ready to push him over the edge?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
Yeah, actually, something like that.
Wrong,
bitch! I'm not your dad. I'm Slogoth, and this is my conjoined piece of infinity, Slogontha.
We are, in fact, gods. And you are our dinner.
You see, we never really lied to you. You are our one in a million. But that is to say, you have a brain growth that only one in every million humans ever get. And we want to eat it.
What? I have a what?
I think that statistic is dated, too.
this day and age, you're probably closer to one in a trillion. This growth in your brain is incredibly rare and considered a delicacy throughout vast expanses of galaxies and extraplanar existences. You can't contemplate it, but your brain is very special. Particularly, it has a very piquant zing when it's brought to an emotional high and then dropped like a sack of misery bricks. Can't you smell the distress? We've been keeping you and seasoning you up, so to speak. Of course, your fat ass is more of a garnish to the main course, but boy, oh boy, oof, is that brain gonna taste sweet, despite how fucking unintelligent we've made you.
Gah, I'd find his suffering disgusting if it weren't going to be so delicious.
Ooh, I think he's ready. I'll get the smoked paprika.
What? Oh, hell no, Mama Bear. That's gonna trash it.
Dear, we've discussed this.
Oh, forget it. Let us savor it as it is, Mama Bear. Come here, child.
Alan!
What?
I'm here to help.
Bobette!
I thought you dealt with her.
I can handle you taking our child. I can tolerate our snapped ivy lattice and cherry-bombed mailboxes.
But you bricked my kitchen windows, you merciless bitch.
Suck bricks, slug wench.
Nice shot.
Hold it right there, stupid.
Father, no!
Alan, help!
Huh? Salt. Wait. Salt. Slugs. Slugs! S-L-A, O with a slash in it.
Alan!
Oh, right. Salt spells death, you fucking slugs.
Oh, shit. Mama Bear, why do we have salt in the house?
I needed it for the cake.
Woman, I told you to go to the Piggly Wiggly and buy a pre-made.
This was his special and final day, Papa Bear.
Alan, wait, we're... kidding.
Come on. Just drop it. My dim sum dummy? My bunch of lunch?
Hiya! Oh my god.
Are you okay? I told you we should have ditched to the fair.
What is my life? What happened?
Crazy.
You saved me.
As usual.
You're pretty banged up yourself.
Yeah, your mom did a number on me. But I got away and broke in while you were gone. The spelling shit, the book thing you mentioned. I knew something was up.
It's so crazy.
Frankly, also, pretty fucking contrived. I mean, a damn spelling bee? The homeschool thing, I understand, keeps you trapped up and secluded, but...
How did you know?
Like I said, it was suspicious. Huh. The things millennia-old beings have to do to keep entertained, I guess.
No. The salt. You knew about the salt.
All American street smarts? Guess the jig is up.
Oh.
I've been watching you too, Alan. Your whole life. They thought they had you all to themselves.
But there are plenty of foodies out in the universe.
Oh, God.
Hey, for what it's worth, I pity you.
No.
A little bit. But more than that, I think you smell delicious.
Please, no. Please, no!
And to think they almost botched the recipe. Why season with misery and crashing delirium? When a pinch of salt will do. Come here, Alan.
No!
Well, as far as being the special center of a parent's universe goes, I suppose there's just no accounting for taste. Mom and Dad certainly saw Alan as the glass half empty, and that little rascal Bobette saw the glasses half full. But whichever way you find yourself leaning, dear listener, remember to take it all with the slightest grain of salt.
The Frightmare Theater podcast is brought to you by Arcane, where nightmares become reality. Tonight's radio theater presentation, entitled One in a Million, written, directed, and starring Spencer Tilley, featured the voice talents of Stephanie Cambra, Andrew McMurtry, Nicole McLaughlin, Drew Dively, and Finley Shelton, with sound engineering by Nathan Shelton. The Frightmare Theater theme and additional music is created by the terrifyingly talented Chris Porcelli and can be found along with other haunting scores at chrisporcellipiano.com. Be sure to stalk Frightmare Theater on social media and subscribe to the Frightmare Theater podcast via iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, or your favorite listening app. Producing a monthly horror radio drama is a monstrous undertaking. If you enjoyed cackling at the callous creepiness of tonight's episode with us, we invite you to join the Frightmare Theater Undead family and support us on Patreon, where you will receive members-only special content not found anywhere else. You can help us keep this show alive. Yes, you have the power. All previous petrifying episodes of Frightmare Theater are proudly displayed for the shock and horror of the masses at FrightmareTheaterPodcast.com. We so deeply wish to thank you for listening and hope you join us in the shadows again next month for an all-new episode. Until then, I am the announcer, wishing you pleasant dreams.